My idea is that Hilda is my equal, that I have lunch with Hilda, that I talk to Hilda between the windows and the beds. But she only wants to be a servant, not my friend. So she snacks, standing up, while the children eat quickly behind their chairs like a slave. Like a slap in the face.
Thank you very much.
That's all.
Thank you very much.
And moves away. She's paid Frank well and treated well. Why does she insist on being a slave? She is my servant, my employee, my woman, my friend. Do you know many women who have their maid for a friend? It's a compliment and a liberty. Why won't Hilda take it? She should be ashamed. I want to lift you up to my level.
Thank you very much.
This is not what I deserve. Don't I, Frank, deserve a bit more? She's dragging herself through the mud. Dragging both of us with this thank you very much and not sitting down. She would rather work like a daemon with her head in the mire to get away from me quicker at the end of the day. There's no love in what she does. No love for me. No love for my children. I want my servant to love my children like her own. I want her to love them just like I do. I know. It's not the done thing in this town. Many ladies wouldn't dream their maid could have a feeling that might be of any use for their children. These ladies, Frank, they put their children so much above the maid than one kiss on their child's forehead is maddening and disgusting to them.
Don't kiss my child.
That's what they say.
Don't touch them unless you have to.
Is it what Hilda wants from me? I'm not like this woman. Not anything like this woman who read Hello in House Beautiful. I want Hilda to cuddle my children, hold them in her arms, lie down with the baby to get it to sleep. I expect Hilda to greet me each morning, to touch me, not turn away when I hold up my hand. Why doesn't she like me? I'm a normal person, aren't I? Living a life. And what's she? A servant. A servant I like. But a servant who needs me to hold her up. How can she slight me?